Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE today. The CTU campus is located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, 1 mile south of I-295. Leave your contact info today at 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're speaking on an issue that I believe is imperative for us to understand. I'm asking the question, have we lost our way? Have we lost our way? I believe that we have. In fact, I'm looking at a headline that says, America has morphed into an opposite land. This article in part says, whether viewed through the prism of power politics, ideology, psychology, or religious faith, the Democratic Party of 2024 has become a daily showcase of exactly the kind of remorseless lying, gaslighting, and projection, calling good evil and evil good, that is condemning and finding condemnation as found in the Bible. Ladies and gentlemen, in Isaiah 5:20, the scripture says, the day will come, and paraphrasing for you, when good will be called evil, evil will be called good, light, dark, darkness, light, etc., etc. We're finding it today. We're finding the opposite of what is truth being proclaimed as being true. I believe we have Tom on the line. Tom, go with your question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. Dr. Youngblood, I've sat in your church before, and I can tell the listeners, you're not afraid to offend the devil. That you don't mind telling him or the congregation what's the truth. When you start making compromises with the devil, I'll guarantee you, you've become a Democrat. And you know that the Democrats don't want to offend nobody. They don't want to hurt nobody's feelings, but Dr. Youngblood, that's exactly what Satan wants, and that's how he thinks he's going to overthrow this world. But I was listening to Dan, and he said, the pastors are afraid to get up in the pulpit and preach. Yeah, they're afraid to do what you do on Sunday morning, and that's get up and preach the truth. And I commend you for that, and I would tell anybody, if you want to hear the real truth, go to First Conservative Baptist Church, and you'll hear the truth. But don't be afraid to offend the devil. You know, Jesus, you couldn't take him nowhere because he offended the Sadducees and the Pharisees. He told them about what they were doing. But do you think that's what's wrong, that we've made so many compromises to not offend somebody? We don't want to offend the gays. We don't want to offend the pedophiles. We don't want to offend the transgenders. And pretty soon, you've become a Democrat.
Absolutely. And, Tom, one of the things that I find so sad is that within the realm of denominationalism, and I'm talking about Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, et cetera, across the denominational lines, the mindset appears to me to be that we need to appease the people so that we can fill the pews. I've used the term now for many, many years that most pastors are concerned about three things, the numbers, nickels, and noses. Rather than looking at it being concerned about pleasing God, they're appeasing people. Rather than looking at it that it should be God first in government, not government first in God. And so I think that it's time, if we're going to see America turned around, if we're going to see the deliverance from the sudden, sure destiny of destruction for our nation, it's going to have to start in the pulpits. We can elect good people like I think Donald Trump needs to be put back in office. And listen, for those listening saying, well, he has an immoral background, he has a vulgar mouth, etc. We're not electing Jesus Christ as president. We're electing a man that's got spiritual foundation. He knows what's truth, and he's got a fundamental spine that's willing to stand. There's not any other person, I believe, on the face of the globe could have gone through what Trump has gone through even now and still standing for the truth and defending America and wanting to defend us. It is my prayer that that can happen. But we can't put our faith and trust in man. We have to put our faith and trust in God, in the realization that it's only God. That's the reason, Tom, I'm praying for God's divine intervention in 6 months, God's divine intervention, just as he did November of 2016 to place Donald Trump back in office. But I believe that's the only hope that we have. In fact, Tom, one of the things that you may be aware of and our listeners may not be aware of, and that is that 57%, may I say that third time, 57% of those Democrats that are in charge at this moment say, they've already said that if Trump wins the election, they will not certify his election. It goes back to what they claim was insurrection on January the 6th of 2021, and we're finding the Democrats are already planning to refuse to seat Donald Trump as president of the United States of America. We're witnessing today the inversion of truth. We're witnessing today the destruction of America. Just as I'm looking at a headline, Death to America, chants the Dearborn echo across social media, draws local condemnation. We're watching today, Tom, where there's the scream, death to America, death to Israel, burning the American flag, and Joe Biden, as President of the United States of America, stolen the office, hijacked the Oval Office, but he's saying, squeak, nothing. He's not taking a stand. These people are not being, they may be arrested, booked, released, no fine charge, a sponge in the record. Nothing is being done to right the ship. The ship is rapidly sinking. And it is my prayer that we will wake up before it's too late. Tom, if you had one statement to make, go ahead.
I want to ask you a question. Is it true that I think her name's Lolita Jones, that's the prosecutor up in New York, that they're investigating her now, that she was in charge for some government grants, big money, millions of dollars? Well, when you add the figures all up, they don't come out right, that there's money missing. And I look at that, what they're doing to Trump is wrong. So when you find a person that's doing wrong and you know they're doing wrong, you're going to find other places. She's not Lily White. And all you got to do is dig into the people that's prosecuting Donald Trump. It's easy to figure it out. They're criminals. They're criminals. And it's easy to find what crime they're doing.
Well, I've said before on this broadcast, Tom, I believe we're witnessing the inmates running the asylum. The inmates are in charge, they're running the asylum today. And that is true in every aspect of what we call government, federal government, mm-hmm. state government, et cetera, et cetera. And we're witnessing the leadership role out of the Oval Office being carried out with about 110 executive orders now. And Tom, I'll touch on one thing before we go to our next caller. House Resolution 6090, I believe is the number on it, was just passed and agreed upon by the Socialist Marxist Democrats and the Rhino Republicans. And that bill is supposed to be designed to prevent anti-Semitism in America. But if you dig into the bill, right at this very moment, let's say that Christians are preaching and teaching from the pulpit, go from the Word of God, and when Jesus Christ was persecuted, prosecuted, crucified, it was the Jewish religious leader says, let his blood be upon our heads and our progeny, our generations to follow. There's some that preach and teach that Jesus was killed by the Jews. Now, when you go to Zechariah chapter 12, verse 7 and following, you find that in the latter days of the tribulation, which is out there before the world. When you look at that, biblically speaking, the Jewish people will look upon Yeshua Messiah, whom we have slain, their words, not mine, and they will receive him as Savior. So the question is, who killed Jesus? Was it the Jews? Was it the religious leaders? Or was it the people? Or was it all of us? And that's the question, because if that becomes out in the marketplace, Christians can be persecuted and prosecuted under this new bill that they're so rejoicing about that they passed to stop anti-Semitic speech. But it's going to also stop the Christian religious liberties, free speech, in my opinion. So I'm concerned about that. If you've not, and if our listeners have not read that or looked at that, you won't find it much as far as any examination on the Communist Network News, the socialist media, but it's out there, and we need to be concerned about where we're going. The Patriot Act, as you know, Tom, was passed as a knee-jerk response by George Bush as a result of the 9/11. And the Patriot Act today, under number 702, where they get the FISA warrants, and they're doing that, persecuting and prosecuting conservatives, Christians, and patriots in America, and not the enemies of America. So I'm concerned with what our political leaders are doing that's bringing about the absolute calamity and the implosion of the freedom and the sovereignty of the United States of America. So, Tom, if you had one statement to make, what would you say to our listeners that listeners need to do today?
They need to get on their knees and pray and look what's really going on, because just like the Bible tells us that when God's had enough, his nostrils are full of the sin, he's going to act. The patriots, and I've heard you use that word many times, that when the patriots, when this sin, this government atrocities reach a point where it affects the patriots grievously, they will act. They will rise up, but it's got to affect them. It's got to get so bad that their way of life can't go on.
For instance, absolutely.
If they come and arrested you and this station went off the air, there's a lot of people that would make them it would wake them up, because right now you're a voice in a wilderness. You're like John the Baptist. But when that gets silenced, only then are they going to, I think they will wake up.
But it's my prayer, Tom, that our Christians, conservatives, and patriots will, in fact, as you stated, wake up before it's eternally too late. We cannot continue to sit back and watch the erosion, the purposeful destruction of the United States of America. We cannot sit back as Christians, conservatives, and patriots and say that we ought not to talk about it. Tom, one of the things that I think is the greatest stench in the nostrils of God is for pastors with no spine to be afraid to talk about abortion as murder, to be afraid to challenge the LGBTQ sodomite agenda that's being forced on the churches, and churches are embracing it. Those that are afraid to stand and say anything about a candidate and what that candidate stands for and how Christians need to stand for morals and ethics and values. We're watching the morals, the ethics, the values, the spirituality, and the political issues today that ought to be talked about. We're watching those eroding, and we're doing nothing. I think it's time Christians become salt and light that the Lord Jesus said that we ought to be. Salt preserves decay. Light illumines darkness. And we need to be in the world that's salt and light. Tom, brother, thank you so much for your call. We need to keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. I believe we have Karen on the line. Karen, go with the question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood, thank you so much for letting me come on today. I'm Karen Morton, the Florida Vice Chairman for the Republican Liberty Caucus, and I'm calling about an event that we're holding this evening, and thank you for letting me do this. This is an event about establishing constitutional counties, and we're all aware of the federal and even international attempts to override the rights of U.S. citizens on a regular basis these days.
That's
and
right.
The government, exactly, government was never meant to be top-down. The government was meant to be bottom-up. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things that we can do is establish constitutional counties. where we actually get our legislators at the local levels to bring in the Bill of Rights, basically into our law, into our local county law, and establish that we will recognize those as part of our law, and ask or require the sheriff to enforce them. It gives us more power at the local level because the encroachments are coming every day. And so this is a session. We've got Sheriff Richard Mack coming into town. He has been fighting for states' rights and constitutional personal rights since the Clinton administration. And he's got an excellent presentation. You'll learn how to help encourage our local governments to establish these constitutional counties. So we're meeting tonight. It is 7 p.m. at the Salem Center. The Salem Center is at 7235 Bentley Road, B-E-N-T-L-E-Y Road, just like the very expensive car in Jacksonville. And I hope everybody can come because it's a fascinating topic. It's something that we have to get accomplished, not in, just in Duval, but in the surrounding counties as well. And I hope everybody can make it. It will be worth your time, I guarantee it.
Karen, take one more moment. What's happening,
yes,
when, where, and what is expected to be presented?
All right. Basically, it is again, it's tonight, May 6th, 7 p.m. at the Salem Center, 7235 Bentley Road here in Jacksonville. And it is Sheriff Richard Mack. He is going to be talking about the constitutional rights of citizens and protecting them from the county level. I mean, there's all kinds of federal constitutional laws that say that we're protected, but those are being ignored every single day. We've got to have protection from the bottom up, just like government was originally supposed to be. And that's what this does. You'll learn how it's done and how you as constituents, as citizens, can work to encourage your local government to make these changes so that the counties have this constitutional base.
That'd be wonderful. Karen, want to do one of these, one thing. Mention to Sheriff Mack when he's speaking to bring into the category of communication. I'm concerned when we see on local civil government for our general counsel's office to approve and authorize from the legal standpoint things that sometimes the city council is doing. Right now, we seem to be on a spending spree, talking about spending $2 to $4 billion for a new stadium. That's going to be so wonderful for the people. Find that in the Constitution. Even the Florida Constitution does not authorize that. Find it in the Constitution where we can have a teachers' union making the decisions on what's taught in the classroom rather than the people, the parents, the grandparents, having to say so. I want to know how we pass laws and legislation in Duval County through the city council, and yet we're going to be adhering to our Constitution. I want him to identify that, talk about that, because I am perfectly in harmony with his statement in relationship to that and the purpose for doing that, and I pray that it can be successful. So, Karen, thank you so much for the call. Thank you for the announcement, and it's my desire to see those that are available. Listen one more time. Karen, what time? Who's going to be speaking, and what is it about?
All right. It is Sheriff Richard Mack talking about establishing constitutional counties. It is tonight, Monday, May 6th, 7 p.m. at the Salem Center, and that is 7235 Bentley Road here in Jacksonville. Hope you can all make it.
Very good. Karen, thank you so much for coming on and joining us with the dialogue and discussion today and that special announcement. I pray our listeners will listen up and make themselves available as possible to go in and join the dialogue and discussion, ladies and gentlemen. Insist that there be questions and answers in relationship to our county, Duval County, our city council. We have supposedly the Republicans on the city council. Most of them are rhinos. We have those that are supposed to be making decisions for the future of Jacksonville that will break the bank if you look at it constitutionally and what they have the authority to do and what they do not have the authority to do. So go, ask questions, get input and answers as to where we need to go. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today, have we lost our way? And as Karen was just talking about with the constitutional requirements, I believe we lost our way. We have city council making decisions. We have state government making decisions. We have the national government making decisions that are unconstitutional. For example, the most recent that comes to my mind is the unconstitutionality of the lockdowns in America for the so-called plandemic, pandemic, I call it a plandemic, the so-called constitutionality or the like thereof, with the enforcement of losing a job if you did not take the death jab in your arm called the COVID vaccination. Ladies and gentlemen, we've lost our minds. We've lost our way when we understand what the government is doing. Karen just mentioned, and so aptly true, that it should be government of the people, for the people, and by the people, and not of the government, for the government, by the government. And that's what we see taking place today. It is a top-down, heavy-handed, dictatorial, fiat to government ruling today in America. It must stop if we're going to see America delivered from the jaws of destruction. I'm looking at a headline, ladies and gentlemen, how China, Obama, and Satan are destroying America. Our country is on the verge of so many bad things. The communist color revolution is going on right now, complete with censorship, weaponization of the government against our own citizens, witch hunts, and communist show trials. So soon we could face revolution, anarchy, civil war, societal collapse, and to anyone who isn't blind, deaf, or very dumb, World War III is already underway in America. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Love to have you jump in on the dialogue and discussion. What do you think about the statement, have we lost our way as Americans? I'm looking at the headline, Franklin Graham, Christians are under assault in America. America is in imminent danger due to the mockery of God, the gross immorality, said Franklin Graham. Graham warned in his commentary that the nation is on the precipices of spiritual disaster. America is in deep trouble, on the verge of total moral and spiritual collapse unless God intervenes. He goes on to say, there is a growing chasm between believers and those who no longer fear God. Never before have I seen, Franklin Graham speaking, never before have I seen such a sharp rift in the moral and spiritual fabric in our country. The cross of Christ has become the deep divide between a growing segment of our population that no longer fears God and those who follow Christ as Lord and Savior. Further, Graham said that in an increasingly secular society, biblical principles and values have had a lessening impact upon our education, upon government and politics. He said he's lost hope for either the Democrat and the Republican parties. The evangelist asserted that if the country doesn't turn back to God, it will experience a fall from grace unless we repent and turn quickly to Him for forgiveness, for restoration. Our nation will no longer be the city on a shining hill that has helped bring the illumination of light, the illuminating light of biblical truth to the world. Franklin Graham sees the current spiritual state of the country as a crystallized battle between good and evil. The cross in Christ is the dividing line between the righteous and the unrighteous, between the deceitfully dark powers of evil and the liberating light of the gospel, between the virtues of godly living and the unfettered lust of corrupt, debased passions on the left, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a very serious issue today. Have we lost our way? The way is to follow the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Have we lost that? We've turned our backs on it. In Proverbs 29:2, the scripture says, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. And I've said many times in the past, I believe we're in a state of mourning in America today. We're in a state of mourning. We should be mourning about the loss of the Constitution, our Declaration of Independence. We should be in mourning today for seeing a nation that's turned our backs on God. I'm looking at headline, Death to America chants the Dearborn, Michigan echo across social media, draws local condemnation. I'm going to read that again. Videos that capture chants of death to America and death to Israel. The rally was held in several of our national campuses of our schools, universities, and even across the world, we're watching the death to America, the chants death to Israel, being proclaimed across the nation and around the world. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at a headline. This is part and parcel of the problem. It goes back to what's happening in our pulpits. I've said before, and may at the risk of redundancy say once again, the nation's people, spirituality, will not rise above the level of the political and religious leadership in a nation. And today we're watching the spirituality, the morality, plummet as never before in the history of our great nation. Why is that so? Because we're witnessing the moral, ethical, spiritual plummeting in the pulpits around our nation. Ladies and gentlemen, we're witnessing today churches that are closing, churches that are merging with other churches. We're watching what the Bible calls the apostasy, the great falling away. And I think part and parcel of that is the winnowing, the separation of the wheat and the chaff that is taking place. We're witnessing today what I believe fulfills the biblical text that talks about the coming day of apostasy, of the falling away. And it's because of the embracing of the immoral, the ungodly, and the unholy within the bounds of our churches as we see it today. I'm looking at a headline. Billy Graham's magazine takes aim at the lie of progressive Christianity. Graham called progressive Christianity, and this is Franklin Graham now with the magazine that his daddy started called the magazine that is part and parcel of Decision Magazine. I'm trying to get the name, Decision Magazine, coming out of that organization. Franklin Graham called progressive Christianity another gospel and alleged that it is simply another name for theological liberalism and its accompanying permissive lifestyle that ignores God, calls the holiness and disobedience and obedience of God. There's really nothing progressive about it other than increasing slide into sin and disobedience to the Word of God. Progressive Christianity has labeled it as religious movement that claims to the term Christian but denies the full power and authority of the Scripture on which the faith once delivered to the saints was given. And he quotes Jude 3 in relationship to that statement. Ladies and gentlemen, there's an answer to the dilemma of the crisis that America's in. By the way, that article from Franklin Graham, when I started to pull it up online, it gave me a red screen with the list on it. It says, this site has been reported as unsafe. Microsoft recommends you don't continue on this site. It has been reported to Microsoft for containing misleading content that could lead you to lose personal information, financial data, etc. It's to frighten people not to read the truth, ladies and gentlemen, being carried out by the those that are controlling social media today. But ladies and gentlemen, the answer is to go back to the truth of the Word of God. Preach the Word. I'm looking at an article. It's a meme that was online. It says, a pastor that cares about where you will spend eternity will preach not what you want to hear, but what you need to hear. Here's another meme that is very similar to that, ladies and gentlemen. It says, the church cannot be salt on the earth if we keep sugarcoating the gospel. And I believe that's exactly what we see happening today. There's a need today, ladies and gentlemen, to preach the truth in love, be definitive about what the Word of God says, and stop embracing the sodomite LGBTQ lifestyle. Stop embracing the loose, likes, lost living that's coming out of so many churches today. Stop believing the socialist Marxist media and turn back to the Word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on the broadcast today. Looking forward to meeting you once again on the air as we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.
For centuries, a cord with a lead weight on one end called a plumb line has been used to determine if something is straight and true. For centuries, God's Word has stood as the plumb line for determining if one's life is straight and true.